50 years ago this month, in March of 1965, armed policemen attacked peaceful civil rights demonstrators attempting to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. The incident became known as Bloody Sunday. 17 marchers were hospitalized and 50 more were treated for injuries. An African-American artist, Jacob Lawrence, depicted a scene on the bridge. That work of art is among the pieces being gifted to West Virginia University's new art museum in Morgantown. WVU alumnus Harvey Payton and his wife Jennifer will present Confrontation at the Bridge at a public event this afternoon in the university's new art museum. The museum's director, Joyce Ice, said that the Paytons have given a number of works of art to the museum that speak to the issues of social and racial injustice, and that this work of art in particular contributes to the ongoing national dialogue on race and police brutality. Harvey Payton says he's dedicated collecting art to the idea that visual art and the concept of social justice should go hand in hand. The Paytons also donated a dozen works of art from their personal collection in 2013, along with a financial gift of $75,000 to the new art museum. Currently, the new building in Morgantown is in the process of being completed. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.